Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over there. Well, gang, there's Over There, the musical trademark of the Hollywood stars answering your letters to your big show, Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Tonight, as we salute the new American Expeditionary Radio Station in Umeå, New Caledonia, the songs are packed in tighter than a pound of sardines in a snooze can, with more variety than a dime's worth of jelly beans. And queen of this edition of your international half hour is Frances Langford, just voted one of the 10 most important wartime women in America. And here she comes with Shoo Shoo Baby, your mistress of ceremonies, Frances Langford.
You've seen him up and down the avenue, and now he's wearing the navy blue. Had a tear in the corner of her eye as he said his last goodbye. Shoo, 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 baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Bye, 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 baby. To the seven seas. Now don't cry, baby. Don't cry, baby. Bye, 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 baby. When I come back, we'll live a life of ease. Seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. Papa's gotta be rough now, so that he can be sweet to you another day. Bye, 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 baby. Don't cry, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Your papa's off to the seven seas. Seems kind of tough now. Goodbye this way. But Papa's gotta be rough now, so that he can be sweet to you another day. Bye, 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 baby.
Hi there, men. On deck tonight is Spike Jones and his City Slickers. Spike's got a big surprise for tonight, but then everything these lads play is a surprise, if not a shock. You should have seen how shocked Toscanini was when he first heard them play. But anyway, for PFC Schwank at 952 and his pals, Gus, Teddy, Schwank, Little Castle, Sims, Patrick Cook, and Rubber Legs, and for a snapper at 726 named Sad Jack. Thought I was going to say Sad Sack, didn't you? It's Glowworm, sung by Eileen Carlisle and Red Engel, and another Command performance for Spike Jones and the City Slickers.
When that night falls silently, on for the streaming dazzles beautiful gleaming. And lest they should lose their way, and lest they should lose their way, for the glow and nightly light of their tiny lamp of day, their tiny lamp of day, and twinkle brightly.
Dim and everywhere from North Eden and Palos.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there, honey.
A moving, a gliding through the air, they fall on us with
surprise will be along in a jiffy. Now, down there at Noumea, New Caledonia, a new American expeditionary radio station gets off to a flying start for this command performance. And by South Pacific request, here's a swell gal just returned from down Noumea way, Phyllis Brooks.
Thanks, Franny. Hello there, New Caledonia. Swell news getting that American expeditionary station. Una Merkel, Gary Cooper, and yours truly will never forget our South Pacific trip and hope we can do it again soon. Meanwhile, go easy on the jungle juice and the torpedo juice. Bulavanaka to the Fijis and love to little Pixie, the Chowhound's Delight on PDG. Regards to Jock Henneberry, Frank Farrell, Harold Jewett, and that P-47 ace, Colonel Neil Kirby. Our best to you, Lanny Roar, and the Red Arrow Band. And you fellows at Noumea and all over Caledonia, including Otis Carney, thanks for inviting me to this command performance. First big show to open your new American radio station. Through Armed Forces Radio in Los Angeles, the entertainers will keep that new station humming with swell shows. Like command performance says, till it's over, over there. Love to all of you everywhere, and see you later.
Thank you, Phyllis Brooks. At 7:08, Corporal V.P. Page says, we're the outfit that expects to build a bridge to Frisco, or we build just about everything else. At 9:86, Corporal George Emery sends love to Susan Peters and finds off the dehydrated gang, Speedball Harry, Goatface Emery, and Mountain Dew Faulkner. And the supply room boys at 9:64, Vic Bazogi and company stand in verbal orchids, adding that morale is a thing made up of stuff like old command performance. If that's even partly true, fellas, we're grateful. And here's some of the stuff that command performance is made of. That great comedy foursome that began life in Greenwich Village, two boys and two girls that you know as the Reviewers, and their famous song story, Ten Pan Alley. Men, the Reviewers.
You know, folks, it's awfully easy to write a hit song. All you have to do is base it on that old, reliable formula.
Take a little bit of moon, mix it up with June and crew.
Moon.
You.
Love.
A double.
A kiss.
A miss.
Arms.
Charm.
You.
True.
Orange.
Tangerine.
What do you got?
A
song hit.
Couldn't I have thought of those?
Why, what do you mean, Judy?
Well, I've been trying to write a love song, and the only thing I can think of to rhyme with moon is saloon and spittoon.
Oh, well, it isn't the words that matter. To be successful, a song has to be sophisticated and suave. It's got to have lots of...
Well, what?
Well, you'll find that in sophisticated love songs. Songs like this. When my head is covered with gravy and I tear out telephones like a clinging vine, you're in my spine. I've got you under my bone. When I stand on my head on a flagpole and I polish saxophone like a can of glue, it's you, you, you. I've got you under my bone. You're the Bronx Express on its way to sea. You're a civil bill at the Rivoli. You're General Grant. You're a rubber plant. You're a Mickey Finn. You're going to din. And I'm going to myself. Oh, you kid.
I've got you. I've got you. I've got you. I've got you.
I got you.
Under my bone.
Songs like that. I like a song with... Songs that tell a story about how boy meets girl. Like, please take a letter, Miss Dwarf. Things like that. In fact, things like this. I met him on a giant ocean liner. We both were smoking coal so merrily. And when he tried to stab me in the furnace, I knew that love at last had come to me. We didn't speak a word unto each other. I guess that must have been our foolish pride. One day he tried to catch me with a shovel, but I played coy and lightly set the sky. I met him 3 years later on the prairie. He was banging rather loudly at the moon. I said, hello, my dear, don't you remember? We met 3 years ago this coming June. We galloped off together and were married. And now today I bless that lucky day. When the flame of love began us as he shot me in the furnace. And love at last has come to me. I really mean it. Love at last has come to me. Pay no attention. Love at last has come to me. Move over, Gertrude. Love at last has come to me.
You girls are nothing but a couple of cynics.
Yeah. We think there's love is sacred, and we've written a serious song about it.
Sure, everyone has tried to find out what to compare a beautiful girl to.
Like a pretty girl is like a melody.
And you're the top.
Songs about her eyes, her lips, her nose, and her ears.
Well, we've written a song that covers the subject of girls from top to bottom. And it's all about
those girls! Oh, girls! Oh, great, big, beautiful girls! Ah, beautiful girl! Is my beautiful girl. And there's nothing just quite like a beautiful girl.
Is that a beautiful girl?
A beautiful girl. Is like a beautiful girl. Is like a beautiful girl. A beautiful girl.
They say you're pretty.
A beautiful girl.
is exactly like a beautiful girl. This mother simply like a beautiful girl. It's absolutely like a beautiful girl. We said a girl is beautiful, a beautiful girl. A beautiful girl, a beautiful girl. Hey, if she's beautiful, she's a beautiful girl. Is the joy forever, so we say, if she's beautiful, she's a beautiful girl.
That was fine, reviewers, and thanks from Samantha Foreman. And now, gang, all of you from the mighty plains of Texas, the rolling hills of Wyoming and the endless miles of green prairie tucked in between the mountains and the desert, here's one of your foremost salesmen of Western music who plans an overseas trip soon. Singing next to Sally Rose, it's Jimmy Wesley.
Cali Rose, stop crying. I'll come back to you some sunny day. Every night you know that I'll be crying. Every hour a year while I'm away. Big brown eyes and smile, dear. Vanish all those tears and please don't cry. Kiss me once again and hold me. Magic Cali Rose, goodbye. Dry those big brown eyes. Again and hold me. Let's say Cali Rose goodbye. Oh, yes, the old lady, old lady, the old lady.
Jimmy Wakely, and thanks. Taking a cut at the command performance mail again, thanks to Lieutenant R.H. Gordon of Boddington, Western Australia, for 10 pages of Australian slang. Now we can understand the Aussie on New Guinea who said, buy copies, it's fair cow when a man can't get a flaming drink. And using that Australian rhyming lingo, here's Virginia O'Brien, that lovely twist and twirl, and her famous song, Man on the Flying Trapeze. Swing out here, Virginia O'Brien.
Like an old parachute tattered and torn. I'm left for the whole world to mock and to scorn. Dropped by a man in a plane. Now this man that I love is a flyer. And he sure knows what faith is about. So whenever my heart is on fire, why the son of a gun puts it out. Whoa, he flies through the air in a P-39 and poops and poops and poops down to read every bird a few times. He's all full of talent, his eyesight is fine, but he still can't see nothing in me. He flies through the air in a B-24. He don't fall asleep or black out anymore. He's so wide awake, he's the pride of the corps. Oh, but still he's unconscious of me. Now this man is beyond understanding why I'm up in the air more than he. He makes many a beautiful landing, but he never lands nowhere near me. Whoa, he pilots his plane and he pilots it smart. He pilots and pilots and pilots and pilots, we're always apart. If there's any love in that great pilot's heart, whoa, why don't he pilot on me?
Thank you, Virginia O'Brien. Well, gang, here it comes. That surprise song with Spike Jones and the City Slickers. It's all about a word, a GI word. The four-star general uses the word when things go wrong, and so does Buck Private Joe Goose. It's a famous word, and high time it became a song. So fellas, crowd in close for the first time on the air, the new comedy Army Song of the War by Spike Jones and the City Slickers.
Sing a little song. You sing it when you're all crossed up and things are going wrong. The boys in the army have a word for that. It means you've gummed the detail or you've fallen on your hat. Snafu, snafu. When you're in a stew, the situation's normal and everything's snafu.
Issue army rations to each enlisted man. There's ration K and ration C, you get them in a can. You've heard of GI rumors that always go snafu. The funny part about it is that's where you get them too.
Snafu, snafu, when things are in a stew. The situation's normal and everything's snafu.
Yeah, private, that I know these boys are loving cups. Yeah, when things are going good, this G.I. Joe sure gums them up. He'll always be a private, and I don't mean first class. He wouldn't know his elbow from a foxhole in the grass.
Snap-o, snap-o, when things are in a stew. The situation's normal, and everything's snap-o. Like writing, go write a little verse. A jingle like the ones we sing, you couldn't do much worse. And when you have finished with all your groans and moans, just wear a grin and stand it in and rest to old Mike Jones. Snap-o, snap-o, when things are in a stew. The situation's normal and everything's snap-o. Jingle, jingle, steak on a shingle.
S-N-A-F-U. Oh, brother, how about that? Thanks, Spike Jones and the City Slickers. And fellas, knocking off one last tune, here I go with that one that you like.
Thank you.
till even Sunday's gone. I'm lonesome, heaven knows, but what I said still goes. Don't I know nothing, and that's a promise I'll keep. No fun with no one. I'm getting plenty of sleep. My heart won't dry, and though it's loud and empty honeycomb, no love, no sad, no love until my baby comes home.
Gang, that does it for tonight. Thanks for your wonderful letters, and if you can find room for it, a jug of 100-proof love bottled and bond between us over here and you over there. Good night, fellas.
Frank McMahon and this is Ken Carpenter with another So Long and Good Luck, the new radio station at Noumea, saying that Command Performance is arranged in cooperation with the Hollywood Victory Committee and produced for you men and women in the Armed Forces of the United Nations on the Armed Forces Radio Service.